This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Skin Care, Health, and Beauty channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Kathy Heschelow, the founder of Sublime Beauty Naturals, a company that focuses on wellness and beauty. The company motto is, make healthy choices, respect your body, love nature. She has discussed skin brushing and other topics with us in the past. Kathy, certainly great to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back.
So let's jump right in. What is this mysterious thing called oil pulling, and what's it all about?
Exactly. Oil pulling, it is a wonderful holistic method for well-being and oral care. It's actually an ancient Ayurvedic practice that goes back 5,000 years dealing with detox and oral health. Many practice it around the world, and it's becoming more and more popular in the United States in the recent years. To oil pull basically means that you are swishing oil in your mouth to draw out bacteria, viruses, fungi, and other critters. So that's really the basic definition.
And that's a new one to me. Now, why would swishing oil help or work? Why not just brush our teeth?
Good question. This is actually basic science. All of those bacteria, the viruses, and those other critters, they all have an oily or a lipid skin. And if you remember in science class, oil attracts oil. So when you move an oil around in your mouth, these bacteria are rushing to join the oil. They're sticking to it or adhering to your oil. And you can attract them out from all of the hiding places, under your tongue, between your teeth, on your gums, the roof of your mouth, basically everywhere. And keep in mind, water repels oil. You still brush your teeth and you floss and you do all of your dental care, but oil pulling is a supplement to this, and your overall health is addressed in a way that brushing cannot. We actually have 100 million bacteria in just one drop of saliva. Yuck. Those toxins reside not only on your teeth, but on your gums, up on top of the roof of your mouth, under your tongue, etc. Some of these excess bacteria form plaque. Some of them form cavities or other things like gum disease. Some are swallowed or absorbed into your bloodstream, and then they're dealt with by your lymphatic system, or they could end up causing diseases in other part of your body. So by drawing out these bacteria, you don't give them a chance to cause disease. You reduce your risk of disease, and you're also at the same time giving your lymphatic system a bit of a break.
So you say it's kind of a detox, am I correct?
Exactly, exactly. In fact, we are developing a lymphatic detox 1-2-3 system. It's like a support for your lymphatic system, and this is one of the three steps. You or the listeners may not know, there's a very direct link between oral health and diseases that's cited by the CDC, the Surgeon General, and other authorities. Those with poor oral hygiene have a much higher incidence of heart attacks, of pneumonia, of a number of serious diseases, and that's all linked to the bacteria and toxins in the mouth that make their way from the mouth to the body. And even if you have really good oral hygiene, there are risks. I pulled a few statistics out for today's interview. The Surgeon General reports that at least 80%, that's 80, 80% of American adults have gum disease. Gum disease increases your risk for heart disease, for high blood pressure, and even stroke. And 93% of those with the gum disease are at risk of diabetes, and there's an increased risk factor for blood vessel diseases, which basically means stroke. There's a Harvard study that says gum disease increases the risk of pancreatic and kidney cancer by 62%, And gum disease and tooth loss increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease and also neck cancer. So let's put a good stat in here. If you eliminate gum disease, you can add 6.5 years to your life. So I pulled out some of these facts just about gum disease, but I'm not even citing other types of diseases that happen in the mouth. But the main point is the CDC clearly states that oral diseases and disorders affect your health and your well-being throughout your life. So oil pulling can improve the situation, and that's the real point, that oral health is more important than many people may think.
That's certainly true, certainly eye-opening information. So the benefits of oil pulling are less risk of disease and improve wellness, or is there more?
Well, actually, there is more. Your teeth actually become smoother and whiter when you oil pull every day. You reduce that plaque. Remember, I mentioned that plaque is really made up of excess bacteria, so you're sort of cutting down on your plaque issues. If you have issues with bad breath, that could help eliminate it or certainly reduce those bacteria that cause the bad breath. There are scientific studies that show a reduction of staph and other types of viruses in those who oil pull every day. And there are lots of non-scientific studies, there are books on Amazon, lots of personal experiences of those who oil pull, and they get other benefits like reduced dry mouth or reduced sinus problems or better kidney function or less inflammation. Many, like me, believe that oil pulling is a preventative measure for overall health, but for other conditions too, like perhaps headaches or eczema. There have been studies showing that eczema can be helped by oil pulling, reducing allergies and other diseases. You're basically taking a lot of bacteria out of your body, so it kind of makes sense to me. You're just taking them out so they can't act and play around and cause problems.
Today we are with, once again, Kathy Heschelow, the founder of Sublime Beauty Naturals, a company that focuses on wellness and beauty here on eHealth Radio, Skincare, Health, and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So what if the listeners want to try oil pulling? What are the instructions and what should they know?
Okay, and I hope that many will want to try it. There's really just three easy steps, and I'll go through them right now, but we also put these steps on our website, oil-pulling.com, plus lots of other information. So here are the steps. Number one, take about a tablespoon of an organic oil. Sesame oil is the recommended traditional Ayurvedic oil, but coconut's okay, sunflower's okay. So take a tablespoon of this oil into your mouth. You can measure it with a spoon. You can drink it directly from the bottle. You can pour it into a cup, whatever you're comfortable with. I actually just take a little swig from my bottle directly. Number two, start swishing the oil. You just move it around your mouth, back and forth, up and down. Push it back and forth between your teeth. Hold it on your tongue. Get it up, you know, on your gums, and just move it around. Maybe take a break every now and then start swishing again. So you want to do this for at least 10 minutes. The recommended is to work up to 20 minutes, and don't swallow the oil. It's full of those toxins. So before I go to step three, let me just mention two things. The first time you do it, it's very common to take too much oil. You're thinking you're drinking something like normal and you just put more in your mouth. It could also feel very odd to have oil in your mouth the first time. So if you can't swish very long or you just find that you feel like you're going to gag because you put too much in your mouth, just spit it out and start over. It's a very common mistake. Secondly, it is a perfect time to multitask. I swish when I'm washing my face and moisturizing. I'm doing my makeup and my hair. Some do it when they're taking their shower. Sometimes I do it when I'm skin brushing because that takes about 10 or 15 minutes. The key point you want to do is make sure you're near a trash can. That will be part of step three, because you're going to spit the toxins out. You're not going to swallow them, and it's best not to spit them out in a drain because you could cause some plumbing problems down the road. Okay, so we're on step two. You're swishing, swishing, swishing. You'll notice a change of the oil in your mouth. It gets thinner. It means the toxins are adhering to it, the saliva is mixing in, and then, you know, it'll actually become cloudy. So step three, spit out the oil in the trash. And you'll actually notice that it's cloudy, that it's thinner when you spit it out. Rinse your mouth with water and spit again. Warm water is okay. You can add some salt if you want, or even your favorite essential oil. But that's basically it. One, two, three. Tablespoon of oil, swish it, spit it out. So I want to address one thing. My husband reacted this way, my sister-in-law and a few of my friends, when I introduced them to oil pulling. They said 10 minutes or 20 minutes, their eyes got really big, and they said, oh, that seems so long. But if you oil pull when you're doing other things that you normally do, typically in the morning, you'll find that it really fits in. And the other point is that you're really reducing your risk of disease, you're improving your oral health, and health is priceless. So 10 or 20 minutes a day for improved health, to me, that's a pretty good trade-off.
How often should we be oil pulling?
Oh, yeah. Traditionally, you know, in Ayurvedic texts, they recommended that you do it once a day, and they also recommend in the morning. However, I think you can benefit any time. A lot of people have different or complicated schedules, so it shouldn't stop them if they can't do it in the morning. I'll tell you, I actually oil pull twice a day. I do it every morning, and then 10 minutes before bed at night. It's, again, when I'm taking off my makeup and doing my rituals at night. I just like the idea of going to sleep and having toxins out for a good night's sleep. But again, if you're asking me when or how often, it really once daily.
And you mentioned during the three steps that we should use an organic oil. Why is that important?
Oh, yes, that is important. Organic oils do not have pesticides, additives, coloring, preservatives. The core plant was raised without any of these, with respect for land and for the plant. And the reason is a certain amount of whatever you put on your skin or in your mouth is absorbed into your body systems. So you don't want to get toxins into your system. That sort of cuts down on the whole point. You want to keep it pure and keep it natural. Now, I've mentioned I like sesame oil. It's traditionally the top choice through the ages, and around the world, it's sort of the number one choice. In the U.S., some people are using coconut oil, and that's okay. Some people might follow the star Shailene Woodley. She loves oil pulling, and she recommends sesame oil. The reason I really like the oil is because it's naturally antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-inflammatory. Those are all three things that you want, you like. It's also rich in vitamin A, all of the B vitamins, vitamin E. It has a lot of good minerals like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus. And then the other reason is that it can help lower your bad cholesterol, your LDL, and it helps support your good cholesterol, the HDL. The last reason is sesame oil is high in linoleic acid, and there are studies that show that that could inhibit skin cancer cell growth. So, you know, those are the reasons I personally prefer sesame oil. I also like the way it tastes. I prefer that over a sugary or like a coconut. But again, I feel it's important for anybody who wants to choose coconut to do it if they prefer the taste. The key point is to oil pull for your health.
And does your company offer oils for oil pulling?
Oh, actually, we sure do. Sublime Beauty Naturals has a USDA certified organic sesame oil. It's on Amazon. And we are going to be adding an organic coconut oil in a few months, which is also great for skincare and for other kinds of practices. So, you know, you can find these links on the oil-pulling.com and on our other Sublime Beauty Naturals site. And I think you said at the top of the show, our motto is make healthy choices, respect your body, love nature. We feel that organic oils and oil pulling fit right into this motto.
And any caveats with oil pulling?
Yeah, caveats. I would say there are two. It is reported that a small percentage of people might experience a detox reaction for a few days when they start to oil pull, and that could mean mild congestion or a sore throat or maybe some sinus drainage. If that happens, it most likely means that you really needed this detox and that it's helping you. Most people don't experience this. The other caveat, which I've mentioned previously, is don't swallow the oil. It's full of that bacteria and viruses that you want to get rid of. So, you know, make sure that you swish it and spit it out.
And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today? You certainly have offered quite a bit of information, but it certainly has been eye-opening and very informative.
Well, thank you, Eric. I think my final words would be that you have a lot to gain and nothing to lose by giving oil pulling a try. It might sound weird, you know, putting oil in your mouth and swishing it around, but, you know, it really does have some benefits. If you find out you don't like oil pulling, well, you can use your sesame oil for skincare or even for culinary purposes. Ours is culinary grade. We're all about practicality. But really, do give it a try. It can improve your health and your wellness, and that's priceless. And you might find that you'll get addicted to oil pulling.
Kathy, tell us where our listeners can get more information on oil pulling and also how they can be in touch and see more about Sublime Beauty as well.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have a site which is oil-pulling.com. We have lots of information on that site, and also you can contact us there. Our SublimeBeautyNaturals.com is our site about our company that has a primer about oil pulling, and there's a contact us there as well.
Kathy, as always, certainly great to have you back with us. Very insightful and informative, and look forward to another conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Kathy Heschelow, the founder of Sublime Beauty Naturals, a company that focuses on wellness and beauty. And once again, the websites of reference is oil-pulling.com as well as sublimebeautynaturals.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Skincare Health and Beauty Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.